BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says at least 120 people have been killed in the earthquake that struck towns and villages in a mountainous region overnight. Rescue teams in central Italy are searching the rubble for survivors in the provinces of Umbria, Lazio and Marche. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels say they've captured the town of Jarablus in a major offensive against the Islamic State group. But Turkey says its intervention is not only intended to target IS, it also wants to counter what Ankara regards as a security threat posed by Kurdish militants. Security forces in the Afghan capital Kabul say they're working to clear a private university compound of any remaining attackers hours after militants launched an attack there. Gunmen got inside the heavily fortified American university and witnesses reported a huge explosion and volleys of gunfire. Riot police have repeatedly clashed with anti-government protesters in the Zimbabwean capital Harare. Police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse supporters of the main opposition Movement for Democratic Change, who demanded that Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, step down. The Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has signed into law a bill which caps interest rates charged by commercial banks. Under the new law, banks will be prevented from charging more than 4 percentage points above the central bank's base rate. The Indian government has unveiled a draft law to ban commercial surrogacy in an attempt to regulate the industry. If approved by Parliament, the law will block foreigners, people of Indian origin, single parents and homosexuals from having children through surrogacy. And space scientists have discovered a planet just outside our solar system that might host life. The leader of the team hailed the discovery of the planet, which is named Proxima B, as the experience of a lifetime. And that's the latest BBC News.